Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, August 20th. Bruce Power is looking to hear from the community on its proposed Bruce C expansion project. Media Relations and Economic Development Director John Peevers says a 30-day comment period is now open with the Impact Assessment Agency of Canada.
For us, it really kicks off the official engagement with Indigenous communities and the public on the Bruce C project.
Peevers says following the comment period, the Impact Assessment Agency will collect the results and Bruce Power will review the comments and concerns raised, adjusting the project if needed. The first comment period is set to wrap up on September 12th. So Bruce OPP say a 30-year-old Aaron Eldersley man is facing charges following a foot chase in Chesley. Police say last Thursday they responded to a report of someone breaching a release order. They located the man on First Avenue North in Chesley, and they say he tried to flee from police. A chase ensued, and he was arrested. He's charged with failing to comply with the release order and mischief under $5,000. South Bruce OPP are asking for video footage after a break and enter in Kincardine. Police say on Sunday they responded to a break and enter at a business on Queen Street. The suspects stole about $2,500 worth of clothing. OPP are asking people in the community who have video surveillance around Queen Street on August 18th between 8 p.m. and the early hours of August 19th to check their footage. Anyone with footage that may be considered helpful is asked to contact OPP. Canada's annual inflation rate slowed to 2.5% in July. Statistics Canada says lower prices for electricity, travel, and vehicles helped lead the consumer price index number down. The inflation figure for July was the lowest in more than 3 years. Many economists are forecasting the Bank of Canada will forge ahead with a third straight interest rate cut at its next meeting in early September, with the backdrop of easing inflation. One of Canada's biggest convenience store chains could buy their American counterpart. Circle K has offered to buy 7-Eleven, but did not say how much they offered to buy the chain for. 7-Eleven has over 85,000 stores across North America. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 78 points to 23,037. The Dow Jones is down 61 points. Our dollar is trading at 73.4 U.S. cents, up 9/100ths of a cent. And the price of oil is 74.04, down 33 cents a barrel. In sports, Jose Berríos is on the mound tonight as the Blue Jays continue a three-game series at home against Cincinnati. It's a 7:07 first pitch. The Jays lost the opener yesterday. In local ball, the Owen Sound Bay Sox are on the road for Game 2 of their North Dufferin Baseball League semifinal series against New Lowell this evening. The Bay Sox lead the best of 5, 1-0. Some NHL news, Philip Broberg and Dylan Holloway are now members of the St. Louis Blues. The Edmonton Oilers decided this morning against matching the offer sheets for the two former first-round picks, receiving second and third rounders as compensation for their departures. And in the Provincial Junior Hockey League preseason action tonight, the Kincardine Bulldogs host the Exeter Hawks at 8 at the Davidson Center. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the REMAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy tonight, 40-kilometer wind gusts, the temperature dipping to around 7 degrees. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, a high around 20, the UV index 6 or high. Sunny and a high of 22 on Thursday. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.